Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone. Miranda Mason here from Patriots.com on day three of the 2017 NFL Draft. And we're just outside of the media workroom in Gillette Stadium, which is an awesome place where all of the media members that you know, love, and follow do all of their work during the season. We're going to go get the inside scoop and the lowdown on what your favorite media members think about the three picks so far. The first, Derek Rivers out of Youngstown State. Was it a surprise for you, or a lot of people are saying it filled the biggest need that the Patriots had?
Yeah, definitely, because they needed to get younger at defensive end. Not that you can get older during the draft, but he was one of the guys that you look toward before the draft saying when you're eyeing that position third, fourth round, he's a project because he's coming from the smaller school, can develop long term, and if he develops the way that they think that he can, could join up with Trey Flowers as the future of the position.
Antonio Garcia out of Troy, he goes by Tony, looking to fill potentially an open spot left by Nate Solder at left tackle. Was that something that you were anticipating as we were going into the draft might be an option for the Patriots?
It's hard to say because that was definitely a need, but there's been so much criticism of the tackle group in this draft that you weren't sure if the Patriots were going to go after that because it was a need or because the right guy was available. Clearly, they thought that Garcia was the right guy because they traded up to get him.
Do you have a favorite of the picks that Belichick and his team have made so far?
I think I like Derek Rivers a lot. A very energetic guy, a guy with a chip on his shoulder playing in a smaller school, a lot to prove. Seems like he fits into the Patriot mold that way.
A lot of people are saying that that was the biggest need that the Patriots had to fill. Of course, the Patriots have lost in the offseason some players, Barkevious Mingo, Jabal Sheard now playing with the Colts. Is that a position you were anticipating they were going to fill during the draft?
Yeah, definitely. I thought with Sheard leaving, with Chris Long leaving, Matt Patricia likes to play a rotation at defensive end, and I thought that there were two open spots that needed to be filled, and it looks like he certainly went that way with picking up Rivers and now picking up Wise from Arkansas, who, you know, they hope develops into the next Trey Flowers, but, you know, we'll see. That's kind of a long way away.
When you're evaluating players to write articles pre-draft and prepare yourself to evaluate them as Bill Belichick chooses them, how do you weigh things like the combine, their pro day, and Senior Bowl? Are there things that rank above one or the other? Or do you really put them all into the same pot?
I kind of put them all into the same pot, but I think it's the athleticism that, like, that three cone drill is kind of a big standout to me. I think that the Patriots value that a lot too. Athleticism when it comes to the skill position is obviously huge, and size is the biggest thing when you're talking about the grunt guys, the guys that are in the trenches all the time. So I think, you know, Bill loves to work with big guys from big conferences, but we've seen with this draft that he'll dip into the smaller schools too.
But what value do these smaller schools give to players who are looking to make their way in the NFL?
Well, I love it. I'm just hoping for UMass next. I mean, can we get that? I mean, if they're watching in the war room, can we get maybe a UMass guy in here, maybe UNH? You know, I think in this year, one of the themes is how the Senior Bowl really helped Derek Rivers of Youngstown. So, like, a lot of teams are going to say, smaller school player, how is he going to match up against big, you know, players from bigger schools? Goes to the Senior Bowl, fares pretty well. So it gives a team a little bit more comfort. Antonio Garcia, you know, that's a little bit of a bigger school at Troy in terms of the division that they play, but still the competition on a daily on a weekly basis isn't as high. But when all the rookies get here, Bill Belichick stands in front of them, and they have said that his message, maybe the first message that he gives them, is it doesn't matter where you came from, what you did, what you think, you don't know anything.